KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. There is an exhibit coming to Seattle Art Museum in June that's going to be so popular, we're not sure you can get in. At least we're giving you a fighting chance by telling you about it right now. We have KUOW's arts reporter Marcy Silman and Crosscut's managing editor Florangela Davila. Welcome to you both.
Hey.
Thanks.
Nice to see you again. So this is the artist Yayoi Kusama with her world-famous Infinity Mirrors exhibit. Florangela, why is this so popular that the Seattle Art Museum website says, due to high volume, our server is currently busy?
I know. It's harder to get these tickets than they were to get Beyonce tickets.
Why is that?
It is. I think people are really eager to escape. I mean, she is a badass artist. Apparently back when there was a painting that was sold of hers, and she, at the time, Christie's sold it for the highest price ever for a female artist. She's been around a long time, and I think these infinity rooms, they allow you to escape. They allow you to experience what it might be like in outer space, or chaos, or what's it like when you close your eyes and you disappear into that world. And I think that is what's exciting, that you can see work by a living artist who is an avant-garde pioneer, groundbreaker here in Seattle.
I should say the museum says tickets are still available, but they're selling fast, and you may not be able to get at them if the server is busy and you have to hit refresh over and over. Good luck with that. Marcy Silman, will you tell us more about this artist, Yayoi Kusama?
Well, I was just saying to Florangela before we came in that I love to talk about 88-year-old badass women, to borrow your word. She came to Seattle, actually, first in 1957, born in Japan, moved here, and then went on to New York, where... Yayoi was part of the sort of avant-garde pop world of the 60s and really came to fame doing these sort of happenings where she would cover nude people with polka dots and all over. It's New York, right? Polka dot theme continues. But a lot of those polka dots stem from the fact that she started hallucinating as a little girl. She hallucinates these images. And when she moved back to Tokyo in the 90s, sometime in the early 90s, she voluntarily checked herself into a mental institution. That's where she lives. She leaves and goes to her studio, but she lives in this mental institution.
Still today?
Yeah, still today.
Wow. So, Marcy, this exhibit was just in Washington, D.C. at the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden, and the museum director there said that the show has been transformative for the Hirshhorn, building its reputation as a national voice for contemporary art. Do you think Seattle can expect a similar reception?
I don't think it'll be quite the same at Seattle Art Museum. I think we have first of all, Sam is a museum of all forms. It can't just be specialized in one thing or the other. Seattle itself, I think, already has an international reputation as an art center. Maybe people who live here don't think about us that way, but other people in other parts of the world do, which is one of the reasons that this exhibition's coming to Seattle as opposed to going up to Vancouver, BC, or just going to Chicago and San Francisco.
Florangela, I'll ask both of you this, but Florangela, you were describing Infinity Mirrors a little bit. You walk into a room of mirrors with spectacular visuals like hanging lights or something rocketing around you infinitely. And I want to know, is this art or is this gimmick? Does it change your worldview? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely art. I mean, I tend to like I have a diet of art. I like art that feels very real and maybe very personal, something that I might have experienced, and then something that blows my mind away. I mean, I think we, in this day and age, we're inundated with news headlines that may drive us crazy, and just, you just want to throw things, and you're angry, and you just want to lose it. And I think art is that form of escapism. I don't think it's gimmicky as much as it's a pathway. Mm. I think the thing I've heard too, though, is that you only have a set amount of time, and there's this notion of, do you spend that time taking selfies because you're seeing yourself, right? In infinity and infinity, and who doesn't want to see themselves over and over and over forever? So do you spend that time that you're in the exhibit taking selfies so that you can remember that? Or do you just put your cell phone away and just let the experience wash over you? That's kind of a moral dilemma. You only have a certain amount of time, and you can't it's not going to be easy to go back and see the exhibit again.
I don't think any of us is going to be able to see it more than one time, given that we can't get through the server. I actually have my tickets, so I'm quite happy because they open it up if you're a SAM member.
Uh-huh.
They open it up to you first. So I had it on my calendar, and at 8 a.m. that day, it was like Beyonce tickets. But it is art in that sense that I think art is about changing the way you think about things. That's one thing that art does. So when you see yourself in a mirrored room, and I actually don't know how big these rooms are. I'm looking around our studio thinking maybe it's this size, it might be smaller. What do you think when you see the infinite? I mean, Bill, I'm sure that you were one of those little kids, I was, who laid on a hill and looked up at the stars and wondered, how far does this go? Well,
sure.
To infinity. This is the sort of contained version of that. That's art.
Okay. The infinite selfie. I'm going to meditate on that for a while. Okay. So you may or may not get tickets to Infinity Mirrors. I guess Sam is going to release some limited number of tickets each day, first come, first serve. Here's another show that you can see in Seattle.
I know that when my number's up, when I am called by God above, don't have my name inscribed into the store. Just say here.
This is a musical about Imelda Marcos, wife of the Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Florangela, how do you make a musical out of a regime that killed and tortured and imprisoned tens of thousands of people?
You do it very delicately and very thoughtfully. Mm. And I think actually this show delivers that. I was super...
By the way, did I say sorry that this is a David Byrne musical, Here Lies Love? I'm not sure I said it. Seattle Repertory Theater.
Right.
Sorry.
David Byrne and Fatboy Slim. Mm-hmm. It is billed as an immersive spectacle unlike anything you've ever seen. It is that. I think in terms of the subject matter, it is a sensitive chapter about repression and martial law and a period of contemporary history that unfortunately a lot of us don't remember. I remember reading about it in the New York Times. I was in college at the time. And I think you approach the story, you realize that it is a controversial figure, but the newsreels, they use news footage, so you get that element of student protest. You see this rise of this woman from this girl from a peasant to the First Lady of the Philippines, and you see how she used her power and she seduced her people, and sort of the ramifications. And I think it does pull history. It makes you think aware of history and a chapter in history that you might not have otherwise thought about.
Marcy, what do you think about in Here Lies Love, maybe the Infinity Mirrors? What do you feel like Sam and Seattle Rep would like our audiences to walk away with?
Well, first of all, I think they'd like audiences. And
yes.
I think above all, it's about gathering together to see things live and in person. That's something... I mean, we have the internet for every possible thing, but I think we are all craving being together. So Infinity Mirrors, we're together with our infinite selves, but also the people who have come at that same time that we have our tickets. Here Lies Love, most definitely a person-to-person experience. You are, you know, body shoulder to shoulder with your audience members, your co-audience members. It's about the shared experience, and I think just reminding people that you know, with all the stuff going on in the world, art has the power to be a refuge, to be an escape, but, you know, a place where we can come together.
That is our show. Will you please come back and soon?
I would love that.
Okay. We've been talking about Here Lies Love running through the 18th of June now. It's been extended until Sunday the 18th, and Infinity Mirrors opens June 30th. Sam releasing some limited tickets each day. First come, first serve. You can line up early to try and snag one when the museum opens at 10. KUOW's arts reporter, Marcy Silman, Crosscut's managing editor, Florangela Davila. Great to see you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.